First Corinthians, I'm very nervous, amen, chapter number 13 and verse number 3. The Bible says, this here's David speaking here. David said, and let us bring the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not of it in the day of Saul. Let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not of it in the day of Saul. Amen. I got to thinking about this here. You'll find out here and realize that that Israel's at this point in place in their time that the Ark of the Covenant, it's not with them. It's in another country. Amen. And here David is saying we need to go back and get the Spirit of God back again. Amen. I tell you, amen, church, what we need is what we felt last night. Amen. And what we need is what we felt right here again this morning. Amen. I talked to my church yesterday. I called them and I asked them. I said, how did everything go yesterday? They said, well, it went good, but we want you to come back. Amen. I said, well, that kind of makes you feel good. Amen. And they kind of want you back. But you know, I tell you what I really like to have back, Brother Joy Dean. I'd like to have back the Ark of the Covenant of God once again moving in our services again. I like to feel it like they felt in them old days. Amen. They can tell stories about it. Amen. And I'm not one about reading books. I've got a library. And I tell you what I'm more like the feeling of it. I like to be in existence of it. I like to be there when it's moving. I like to feel the anointing of God. I like to feel the Shekinah glory when it falls. And I like to be there. Amen. I don't want to hear about what happened yesterday. I want to be in it today. Amen. And David said here, he said, let us bring again the ark of our God. Amen. Let us bring it back. And listen here, this verse here bothers me. It said, for we inquired not of it in the day of Saul. We. Oftentimes, amen, since I've been pastoring, Brother Neil, amen, I've learned a few things. Amen, I have learned a few things that, according to my pastor, there's a lot more things I've got to learn. Amen, I was on the phone with Brother Ralph Lyerly and talking to him. Brother Ralph Lyerly told me, he said, son, call me in about a year. He said, I got a big old shoulder you can cry on. Amen. I tell you, amen, I've learned a few things. Amen. I have learned not to ask somebody, will you please come sing for me? Amen, Brother Neil, I have asked, would you come sing for the Lord? Amen, that makes all the difference in the world. Amen, you know, when you're singing for me, you know, you really just don't want to do it. But I've asked him, I said, will you come sing for the Lord? Amen, I've never got a no, amen. I've never got a response. I don't want to do it for my Lord, amen. But you see here, I realize a few things. A pastor cannot bring the anointing of God back, amen. I've learned a few things, amen. I've learned a Sunday school teacher cannot bring the Ark of the Covenant back, amen. But David said, we inquire not of it in the day of the Saul. Amen, I want to tell you, church is going to take a collective group. It's going to take a group of people with a mindset. One more time. Time for the Spirit of God to fall. What was it in the day, amen, of Acts? Amen. It said they were all in the upper room gathered together in one mind, amen, in one accord, amen. They had a mindset for the move of God, amen. And I feel right here in Broxton, amen, that we need to once again get a mindset for the move of God. We need to once again get a mindset, amen, for the Holy Ghost of heaven, amen, to fall in our services. Amen. I felt him last night, didn't you? Amen. You know when I felt that I knew I was going to preach last night, this morning, was when Brother Neil called me. Amen. And I like that. I do. Amen. With Brother Tim, we had a fellowship meeting, and I used to, and he let us pick the preachers, and I like to go find the preachers as soon as I knew that they had to preach. I'd go find them and say, hey, look, you preaching Saturday night youth service, amen. But I like that a lot better, amen, when you put them on the spot, amen. Oh, you know, there ain't no time to get nervous. There ain't no time to get scared, amen. At all, can I tell you, church, the Bible said, be instant in season and out of season, amen. And I know some of you looking at me now, saying you sure out of season this morning. I want to tell you, I am, amen. I don't need to be up here. At all, where we need to be is in the altar one more time, amen. Right at God, amen. That's what it took, amen. I'll tell you, when I got saved, it wasn't no basketball court, amen. It wasn't no youth meetings getting together, amen. It was somebody getting in the altar, amen. It was the power of God. It was the Spirit of God that drew me, amen. And that's what it's going to take to keep us. Amen. He said, for we inquired not of it in the days of Saul. Amen. This year was a detriment to Saul. Amen. Because he sought not after the move of God. Saul probably would not have done what Saul had done if the ark of God was right there near him. Amen. I'll tell you something. Hear me now. I was at our home church. Brother Neil knows on the left-hand side of the church. I got to praying. And I said, oh, Lord, I went to eat with a good buddy of mine, backslidden preacher. And I used to try my best to make you a point every Tuesday. We try to go out and eat. Amen. I wanted him to know that I still loved him. Amen. But you know, every time I got around him, the pull of the world started pulling on me. Amen. Come on now. I'm going to tell you, when I start feeling this world pull on me, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Amen. But oh, can I tell you, I got to pray in that side room, Brother Neil, and I felt the Lord speak to me, amen. He don't talk to me all the time like he does some people, amen. I can count probably four or five times that he's talked to me, amen. And I tell you, there's some people get behind the sacred, the Lord told me to tell you, oh, well, I don't know, he don't talk to me like that. And I know what he told me that day, Brother Gerald. He looked at me and whispered in my little low ear, he said, closer to me, closer to me, amen. Oh, but I felt down the altar. I said, oh Lord, let me get close to you. Or you know what? When I get close to him, and I get close to the anointing of God, and I get close to the power of God, this world don't have no attraction no more. They don't have no pull anymore. Hey, we need to get close again to the altar of God. Amen. I was there one day praying, Brother Neil. I said, Lord, teach me to worship you. Teach me to worship you. Sincere, I wanted to learn how to worship God. Can I tell you what he told me? He said, if it's in your heart, I won't have to teach you. Whew. If it's in your heart, I won't have to teach you. Amen. Oh, Lord, help me. To from the abundance of my heart, amen, to raise my hands toward heaven, amen, and magnify his glorious name, amen. We want a good end, don't we, amen? The Bible talks about David. He said his beginning was better than his end, amen. But oh, church, it don't have to be like that, amen. It don't have to go down like that, amen. We get our better and be better than our beginning will ever be. Amen. We all know that David went and got the Ark of the Covenant the wrong way. He did it the way he wasn't supposed to do it. He sure did. But then he went back and he did it the right way. Can I tell you, it's not going to take no new way. Oh, Brother Don Rich, amen, great man of God too. Brother Don Rich come in our area and preached to us. He said, if it is new, it ain't true. And if it's true, it ain't new. Whoa! Amen, can I tell you the same thing? Amen. I was talking to a good brother, a friend of mine down there in Alabama. I told him, I said, man, I wish I could preach like so-and-so. I wish I could preach like brother so-and-so. He said, well, he said, do you spend the hours that brother so-and-so spends in prayer? Amen. I said, well, I don't know how long he prays. Amen. He said, if you went through the trials that brother so-and-so has went through, amen. And I tell you, our trials will either make us better or it'll make us bitter. Amen. And I've seen a lot of bitter people, amen, in the wholeness movement. And I tell you, I don't want to be that way. I don't want to end up that way. I want my last, amen, to be better than my beginning. And I want the Spirit of God to move, amen. I'd love for him to fall in Broxton, but I should. Your love for him to fall at Eastside Holiness Church, I mean, in Hartsville, South Carolina. We need the power of God. We need the anointing of God. I mean, oh, come on now and help me just for a little while. I know I'm not doing too good. I mean, but oh, but can I tell you, David, he went and pitched a tent for the ark of God to stay. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do back home. I'm trying to build a place, I mean, at the ark of the covenant, and it can come, and it can abide, I mean, and it can stay there. Amen. I don't want to go nowhere. Amen. I want the ark of God moving. Amen. Brother Neil, I got three boys. I got three boys. I want my boys to know and to see what I saw. I remember one year we was at Jersey. A girl broke her arm on the playground. They didn't take her to the doctor. They brought her to the church. They put her in a sling. They'd pray for that girl. Her hands started moving. Come out in the sling. Little girl was playing on the playground. I want my boys to see that. I want my boys to see that. I want my boys to feel what they felt last night. Oh, man, I like children's church. Amen. It's good for the wives. Amen. To get the children somewhere else. Amen. But I want my boys to hear the Ralph Hortons. Amen. The brother Ralph Hortons. Amen. I want my boys to hear the brother L.J. Sellers. Amen. I want them to know, amen, that other men have made it and we can make it too. Amen. Oh, come on now and help me. Amen. I tell you, this one time I was a prayer. I said, oh, Lord, I'm going to fall. I ain't going to make it. So and so fail. Amen. But oh, the Lord showed me, amen. He showed me them hell, them hell, but Leon Buzzard, the other great men of God that's made it. And if they made it, I can make it too. If they made it, church, we can make it too, amen. It don't have to end this way, amen. There is a glorious reunion. Amen. Brother Leon Buzzard come through our area. He preached for us. One eye, one leg. He called us a bunch of wimp Christians. Amen. He called us a bunch of wimp Christians. He said, if y'all had to go through what we had to go through, some of you wouldn't have ever made it. He got done preaching, Brother Neil. And I believe, no, this is one time he was singing. He got done singing. The flame has flickered, but the fire's never gone out. Amen. He got done praying, singing. He come down the middle of our church. We got two pews. Got an aisle down the middle of the chandelier here. And old Brother Leon Brother took that old cane, took it and shoved it straight through that chandelier. Did just like that right there. Brother Ralph, Brother Johnny Gabbert put his arm around me. He said, boy, that is the Holy Ghost. I said, no doubt about it. Amen. He didn't have to. He said, watch the cane. Amen. He'd take that old cane and he'd shove it through that old chandelier. It was intertwined with buzz, two and one in the middle. And it never once hit the chandelier. The chandelier never once spun around. It never kicked up on the side. Amen. I'll tell you what. That's what I want. Amen. That's the power that I want. And I want the real, genuine move of God. Amen. My wife, amen. I love her to death. I do. Amen. I believe you're supposed to. Amen. She hurt my feelings the other day. We got to talk about going to heaven, Brother Ralph. We wasn't arguing, wasn't fussing or nothing. She said, I got it. I got it. I said, what is it, baby? She said, I've got it. I know why heaven is going to be so peaceful. I said, why is that? She said, because we won't be known as we are down here. She said, there won't be no husbands and there won't be no wives. Amen. Amen. I about started crying, Brother Joy Dean. I said, baby, you want to leave me this early? She said, but really, it's got to be like that. Amen. Or you'll be asking me to iron your clothes on the town. Or you'll be asking me to cook something for you on the town. Oh, come on now. I don't want to go to heaven, Brother Ralph Landhorn. I want to stay around with my wife. Amen. Like when the time comes, amen. I want us to go hand in hand. Amen. I want to go to glory, amen, with my wife. Amen. I love her dearly. I do. Amen. She's a smiling at me. Amen. We got about 7 hours for her to get it all out of her system. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I love that, Brother Horton. He said that his wife healed him back. Oh, oh, man. Oh, I still got a little bit. Amen. Some of you probably ain't. Amen. My sister come to the church one time. She backslid. Lost. And she told me, she said, you know how long you're supposed to preach? I said, no, ma'am. She said, as long as the seat can hold it. She said, you preached a little bit too long this morning. My seat couldn't hold it. Oh, come on now. I tell you, I want it back. I want the real, genuine move of God back. When that brother right there caught up, he started shouting. Oh, amen, that was better, amen, than anything I've ever seen in my life, amen. That's what I want, amen. That's what I want my boys to have, amen. That's what I want them to see in daddy. That's what I want them to see in mom, amen. It's a real, genuine move of God. Amen, I know where I was at now. It don't happen when you get old, amen. My wife, I love Kool-Aid. I love cherry Kool-Aid. Amen. She tried to slip in that imitation. Amen, brother. Come on now. I drank me a glass of it. I said, that ain't Kool-Aid, baby. She said, it's cherry. I said, but that ain't Kool-Aid. She said, it's cool. I said, that ain't Kool-Aid. Amen. Oh, come on now. And some things that we've got going on in the house of God, it is not the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is not the real genuine. Amen. It is not the real move of God. Amen. That's what I want. Amen. I want the real thing. Amen. I want the genuine. Amen. I tell you, amen. I love what Brother Seller said this morning. That the Holy Ghost will not dwell in an unclean temple. I don't care who you are or where you are, where you come from. Amen. The real Holy Ghost, amen. It will be evidence, amen. And when he comes. Amen. A lot of people, I tell you why we don't have the Holy Ghost moving in our services like we one time did. I have known this in my short time of pastoring. Amen. Some people don't want him moving. Because when he comes, he reproves and he rebukes. Some people don't like it. I love it. I love it. I do. Oh, Brother Neil Bridges come to our area and preach the fellowship meeting for us. He preached for us poured out like milk and curdled like cheese. Amen. Can I tell you that was a turning point in my life? I said, Lord, pour me out. Pour me out. Pour me out. I don't want nothing in here. Amen. Our brother Benny Southern come our area and he preached for us one time. And he could do it. He could do it like nobody else can. He got done preaching. I knelt down beside Brother Green's boy. You know, Brother Green got the Holy Ghost. I knelt down beside his boy. I started praying. So, oh, God, save me. Oh, God, forgive me. God, he said, Brother Trey. I said, yes, sir. He said, I thought you were saved. I said, I thought I was too. Amen. Come on now. But that's what I like, Brother Tim. That's what I need. Amen. That's what our churches need again. Amen. I don't know about some of you, but I pray, Lord, whatever's inside of here, show me now. Amen. I don't want to find out later. Amen. I want to know now why there's something that I can do about it. I want the real, genuine Holy Ghost. And you'll get it the right way. Amen. I didn't read it, but the Bible says that they sanctified themselves. Amen. After Uzzah touched the ark, David come back, got some men, and they sanctified themselves. Amen. And we will once again sanctify ourselves before we'll ever get it. But I like this here. David was walking. He'd take about 6 steps, I believe the Bible says. And old David started shouting. Amen. I do believe in shouting. Amen. I don't know, when I get asked to preach, I just can't shout, Brother Dave. Something starts turning inside of me, and I get nervous, amen. I asked one brother, I said, when do you stop being nervous, amen? He said, about 3 minutes after I sit down. Amen. I remember we went to Pleasant Valley and I got up there in that big old pulpit and I grabbed onto this side and I grabbed onto that side and somebody said, why didn't you move? I said, if I was to move, I would fall flat on my face. Amen. I know, but can I tell you, when the Holy Ghost comes by, he'll put strength in you. He'll put that ability in you that you can stand against this old wicked world. Amen. Having done all, the Bible said, therefore stand. Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes, it will reprove. It will rebuke and it will wonder. It will testify of Christ. Amen. It will testify of his glory. Amen. I always get leery. Brother Tim, he's told us a lot. He's helped us a lot. And he said, boys, he pulled us in his office sometimes. He'll talk to us. Amen. I always hate it. Probably some of y'all been, you know, great members and your pastor never had to talk to you. Never had to pull you in the office. Well, mine does. He has. He probably still will do it again. Ain't it right, Brother Ryan? Something about Brother Tim Hudson, ain't it? He looked at me, he said, come here, boy. You don't do that, do you, Brother Ralph? No. Brother Tim said, come here, boy. I got back there in that office, Brother Neil. He said, now, boy, tell me what you've been doing. So I went down the line. Amen. I told him everything I'm doing. He said, well, that wasn't what I called you in here for. I want to talk to you about something else. But why you done told me that? Let's talk about that. Amen. Come on now. I thought he done met with God and God done showed him something. Amen. I told him everything. Amen. Amen. Everything I done, everything I thought I might would do. Amen. Why? Because I want somebody to teach me the right way. Amen. I want somebody to lead me the right way. Amen. I tell you, there was times I didn't like him, Brother Joy. There was times I thought it was me. But I found out he was my friend because he pointed me towards the cross. Amen. Because he tried to teach me what was right. Amen. And some people don't like the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because it steps on them. Because it hurts their feelings. Amen. And it'll be all right, Lord. Just deal with us one more time. Amen. He pulled me in that office. He said, boy. I said, yes, sir. I went out and bought a truck and a trailer. He didn't like it. Not a bit. I said, well, I thought I'd evangelize. Amen. He didn't like the truck and trailer idea. He told me, he said, boy, he said, the first time I hear you go into a camp meeting or anywhere to preach and you give them your card, he said, you will come home, and you will not preach for a long, long time. Amen. Y'all still believe that down here? Amen. Yeah, since I started pastoring, Brother Neil, I had people call me. I feel like I need to come preach for you. I said, okay, brother. When I feel like that, I'll call you. Amen. Come on now. But there's a few brothers that would call me and say, hey, I feel like coming to your area and preaching for you. I said, come on. Come on now. But some people, you just don't, you know. Amen. I got a little church. I like to keep it, you know. Amen. Come on and help me now. I got a little church. I like to keep what I got. Amen. I ain't got many. And I need the ones I got. Amen. Come on down and help me. Amen. The Holy Ghost that guides you and help you in all ways. Amen. It'll lead you in the paths of righteousness. Amen. It'll talk to you. Amen. It'll teach you. It'll tell you where to go and where not to go. Amen. But our Brother Tim, he pulled us in his office. Somebody come through. They start talking about me, me. We did this, I did this, I did that. Brother Tim said, when you hear somebody say me, I, he said, abstain from them. He said, get away from them. He said, because me and I ain't never did nothing. He said, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Oh, can I tell you, amen? It's all about Jesus. Amen. The old Bible, I'm fixing to close here. The Bible says, talking about John, when Jesus asked the disciples, he said, who the men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Amen. He said, who this world say that I am? He said, some say they are lies. Some say they are a prophet, this, that, and the other. Amen. But then Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Amen. John, y'all might have knew this here, but it didn't. It just struck me the other day a while back reading. John said that you are the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jones, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. I got to look in that eye also, oh my Lord. Amen. The only way that I really can know who he is that the Father's got to reveal him unto me. Amen. And I tell you, I never really understood the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Until I was baptized. Amen. With the Holy Ghost. Amen. I never realized, amen, how much he can help me until I was full of the Spirit of God. Amen. If I was Brother Joey Hyde, I'd say, honey, go crank the van. Amen. But oh, can I tell you, I need the Holy Ghost filled again. My church needs it. Broxton needs it. My boys come here to youth camp. They need it. We come here to camp meeting. I need it. Talking to one of the members in the church, they said, get all you can get there now because you probably ain't going to have a vacation for a long time. We miss you. Come home. Oh, Brother Tim, I love the Lord, don't you, Brother Neil? I love Jesus. The Lord's helping us. He's going to move for us one more time. Oh, in this last hour, he's going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. But I want to be ready. I want my life to be ready. When he gets ready to pour, he can pour. Amen. I was talking with somebody one time that came through and preached a revival. I said, why did you preach on the church so much when there were so many lost? He said, I had to get the church ready before we can preach to the lost. I want to be ready that he can move one more time for me and for us. God bless you.